Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
All right. Welcome to this special edition of Right and Royalty Radio. We are live tonight on this Sunday night, Authorwives. We're going to be getting it in. Aaron, what's going on?
Chilling. I'm feeling like a what? Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Like
Aaron, we had a hell of a music off last night, didn't we, though, on Facebook? It was on. If y'all was up, like, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, me and Aaron took a small music break from our writing, and we just was posting songs, taking people back in the day, bringing them all the way up. We had a ball.
Everything from Bobby Womack to Special Ed. It was not a game.
Y'all
got to come join us some weekends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call that the Writing Royalty Facebook Jukebox.
Yeah.
Everybody come with their favorite little joints. We're going to start hosting it, writing royalty, too.
Word is fine. I'm down. It's on.
Ready. Y'all get y'all song list together. Mine's is a mental Rolodex. I'll just be coming with hits, baby.
Oh, God. Here we go. So he had me started last night, y'all. Y'all just don't want to know. I was like, don't do it. Then my best friend chimes in, and it was on and popping, and we gave Aaron the business.
I was hitting them with joints they ain't even know.
You did hit us a couple of times.
That Jackson 5 was classic.
That Jackson 5,
All I Do Is Think of You.
Because
there's so many people that don't know about that song. I play, they be like, yo, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they don't understand.
Right, go lay down. You was just thinking about Coop, huh?
Yes, because that's like mostly when people get introduced to stuff. I can remember arguing with my nieces and nephews, like, because they all into music and they be in the studio. And we arguing over this song. I'm like, that ain't no new song. Yes, it is. I had to go pull it. It was Ohio Players. I was like, hello. They be sampling stuff. They don't even know where it come from.
Yeah.
She's like, for real? Like, yes, Ohio Players. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole bunch of joints that got remade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People don't know.
They should definitely give the credit to where the credit is due. Like, make sure y'all shout out those artists who paved the way, you know, like who came out and sacrificed and, you know, put out good music when it wasn't popular to put out certain things to, you know, sacrifice. So, you know, always please pay homage to those, you know, songwriters and musicians who came, you know, before you. Yeah, so tonight, Aaron, we're going to be talking about, what was it? Jealous relations? Like, that jealousy is a beast. Like, I can't live in a relationship with jealousy, Aaron. I mean, how you feel about that? Like, do you care? Like, if your woman is jealous, does that bother you? Like, are you jealous?
Yeah.
You're jealous?
Nah, I'm not jealous at all. Like, I'll just be, because I'm so laid back. Like, mm-hmm. I'm relaxed. Like, I'm more laid back, so I don't be really having time. Because me, I don't want to disturb no plays.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, for real. Like, so if a play's happening, like, I don't want to be intervening on no play, so I'm not jealous. Like,
it is what it is, huh? It is what it is?
Yeah. Like, people know who they with. So, you know, like, I don't have time to be if I got to keep reminding you or popping up or making any type of anything other than if I anything, like if I got to do anything to remind you, then that's a problem. So I don't have I ain't jealous at all. Like I ain't even got no jealous thing going on at all because I could deal with anything.
You ain't got time for them shenanigans, huh?
Yeah, and if I don't know, just tell me. Like my thing is don't. You know, they just don't, you know, if you ready to go, go. Like, move on. Don't steal my choice while you trying to be on the fence, while you making up your mind.
Hmm. Don't hold
you
up.
While you making up your mind, you stealing my choice. Yeah, you stealing my choice, really. Because you, in your mind, like, if a person make up their mind, like, yo, I don't know if this is where I want to be, but they not telling you, that means they riding the fence. So they stealing your choice because they could tell you that, and you could be like, oh, well, okay, well, I don't want to be with nobody that don't know where that's unsure of themselves, so I'm about to be out. You may not hesitate on the decision because you may be sure that you don't want to be with nobody that's on the fence. But when they're on the fence and they're not telling you, like, that still is your choice.
Right, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I totally agree. And that's not good. You definitely should tell people. But that jealousy is something else. I've seen some real severe cases of jealousy. You know, friends of mine has taken their life, tried to take, you know, the spouse's life over that jealousy. So that stuff is really serious. We're going to talk about that this evening when we get our wives in the clubhouse, talk about that jealousy. Like, how far do you go? Like, what's the limit? Like, just being concerned and checking into something? You know, if you see, you know, a woman, you know, chasing after your man, or, you know, you're a brother, and you see a brother just like, dang, every time we come here, he's just like extra in her face. Like, is it a difference between that and, you know, should you just sit back? And, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to throw the scenarios around and see how that jealousy plays out. Aaron, you want to drop a beat? I see something. I see something that could be dropped. I see that. I see that, I believe, if you see it. I don't know if you see it, but I see it. Drop that beat.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one that come to see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody wanna talk about the clip. I've been taking shit like y'all don't wanna hear me trip. Goddamn, do y'all really know who y'all fucking with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't fucking miss. Yeah, Stunner and Mac, no. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track, though. Collect card from the vault, like where we at, though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the Tina Carter 9. And we YMCNB waiting on somebody to try us, nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my days. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. His and hers Ferraris, nigga. One for me, one for my daughter, nigga. Waiting for someone to test me like a Harvard, nigga. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans, nigga. Come on, fight these shell cases like a lawyer, nigga. Find out where you stay and act like we find some oil, nigga. Out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is sayonara, nigga. Drop dead gorgeous with the bitch ain't dying for a nigga. Where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We can shoot it out and see who lives. Little diamonds in my rolling face. Cannot be exfoliated. Did they come associated? I'm the one that orchestrated. Yeah, yo, get a ass whip that ass like horses racing. Ain't about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. Dead presidents and corporate bacon. I'ma be doing something. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me.
believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not tryna find nobody else to be. I'm the one that come to sleep because they all believe me.
Rip. Had to get it poppin' off the rip. Rich young nigga that ain't never had the trick. Slimped up slow, but you know I like them thick. If she get a job at DOA, I drop her off a tip. I had to get it poppin' off the rip. I'm the one they tell you been rappin' in the sink. Coming to the city and your niggas get to trippin'. Well, take you to the Star of Love and drop you off a cliff. Well, damn, just be happy for the man. Nerve on a cold play, nigga got banned. From the money, got it all over my hands. Going out to Houston, spending all of my advance. Be live, just tell me for a check. Drake, you know I love you, you just took me out of debt. Yes, right now, you are looking at the best. Motherfucker war shows and motherfuck the press like that. Motherfuck the rest. When they jumped off the porch, I was stumbling up the steps. I give what I collect before I give up my connect. It be a cold day in hell, icicles made of sweat. One thing, sliding across my neck. Niggas know what that mean, like they deaf. Nigga, I fight is meaning like this. Our first day on the job and the bitch overslept. Tune stay humble. Nigga, I'm a king. Need a horn and a drum roll. They throw motherfucking roses at my feet, nigga. Don't step on one road. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Tape a couple kilos to the bitch stomach. She look like she got a bun in the oven for me. Preheat, believe me. All you gotta do is pay me every week. I had these bitches having babies every week. I'm the nigga see me skating in the street. Gone.
All right.
I'll fight this nine like it's her first day on the job and she overslept.
Did he go there? Hey, Arthur Wild, how are you? Who do we have? Which one do we have? I see Miss Kia. I know she is on the line. And who else do we have on the line this evening?
Miss Ambitious.
Miss Ambitious, how are you?
Hey guys, I'm a little under the weather today.
Oh no, not under the weather.
Yes, I think it's the heat bothering my asthma.
Oh no, they done got you, man down.
Yeah, they done got
joined us. I'm quite sure we're going to say something tonight that's going to strike a nerve that may possibly bring you right out of that sickness. I'm quite sure.
I hope so.
I'm quite sure Miss Know-It-All will say something that'll have us all jolted back. Like, oh, okay.
I hope she's sparking out of me, because this ain't gonna work for me today. It got me kind of down today.
They got you down? Okay. Well, Mr. Aaron Bebo, go ahead on and welcome the ladies on to the show. We see 269312. Who's on 269312?
That's me, Miss Unique.
That's Miss Unique. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I wasn't going to leave Miss Unique out.
Yeah, please don't leave me out.
Absolutely not. We can't do that. I don't hear Miss Kia. Miss Kia be having phone issues over there. Her mic never works. She comes into the studio and sits down. She be looking pretty. Her hair be nice. And then her mic be like, absolutely not.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There you go. Okay. All right. We was wondering. We were struggling. You there now? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear y'all.
All right.
Well, how y'all ladies doing? How was y'all week?
I had a wonderful week.
You had a wonderful week? I know. I seen you out cookouts and carrying on.
Yeah, you know, doing the family barbecues, you know what I mean, making my guest appearance.
I know that's
letting
right.
The thoughts know, you know what I mean, some stuff is on lock. Let me stop.
They ain't got nothing coming out. We talk about jealous relations tonight. So you jumped it off real nice with letting them know they ain't got nothing coming. So let's talk about these jealous relations, because it just, I already know Miss Unique just going to leave them. So we ain't even got to worry about that. We already know. She done played around. So she suspects that the train is off the track. She is out. So you got that jealousy going, Miss Noto? You got that jealousy going, Miss Noto?
No, you know what? Jealous. No, I think you got to clarify what you mean by jealous, insecure. You know what I mean? And then just putting down the law. That's a couple things there.
Okay.
But right now, like I said, like last week, a lot of times you react to what your intuition tells you what's going on already. So you start to acting out. That's what you see. The girls who are the most jealous are the ones who men doing the most shit to them, or well, vice versa. You know what I mean? You got reason
absolutely
to be jealous.
Not.
So likewise. I say that. It's your gut telling you that something's going on, but then you staying there. So you making excuses for it. So now I gotta actually see it. You know those girls? They be like, I gotta actually catch him in the act. Forget this chick.
Everybody
you know
else seen him.
Yeah, everybody else seen it, but she didn't see it until she sees it, until the DNA test come back about the baby, you know what I mean, or whatever. But that's vice versa, too, because some men are like that, too, you know what I mean? Some women, they got to see the girl do the actual thing, you know what I mean? Even though they gut say it.
Yeah,
People cry
in the dark. People cry in the dark. You know, like, that's what I equate that to, because it's like you said, they be knowing already. Like, you'd be like, yeah, I'm waiting for the DNA test, and the baby's born, they ain't trying to go see. Like, they're not like, yeah, I'm getting up here, right? I'm like, I'm about to break out to this girl house right now and see what's up. They'd be like, everybody be like, that baby look just like him. Like, I ain't seen her.
Uh-uh. Right, then she gonna answer all black folks look alike.
Yeah, you know, like it's so. Is it y'all always talk about where he at? He be at everybody's house. So what, y'all seen him at that girl house? Exactly.
He cool
with
everybody. That's
everybody
his homegirl.
Yeah, y'all don't even know what's going on. I wish everybody would just stay out my relationship.
Now it's time for her to delete her Facebook. She got to delete her Facebook now. You know what I mean? Because people all in her business.
That's when you know it's some bullshit going on in somebody's house and not Facebook, when you see posts like, I'm just about to delete my account. This is too much. Man, there be nothing going on. Like, what happened? You see a million people jumping on the post like, what happened? You'd be like, No, girl. It's just too many nosy people.
Everybody nosy down.
Ooh. And then before they delete their account, you know they got to make like 4 posts about how family ain't shit and some of their friends is closer than their family. And I got friends that's closer to my circle is tight, so tight, I'm the only one in it. You know? They got the lead up to deactivating their account syndrome. Nobody just goes on like, yo, I'm deactivating my account.
Nobody care about your account. That's why you want to announce it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody, I'm leaving. Somebody care,
like,
please.
Somebody. Yo, exactly. Yo, you know what? I was thinking about that all week, all jokes aside. I figured it out, yo. The internet is the place where people now scream out for hugs. Like, you know how before you really had no outlet? Like, you ain't had no place to go. Like, you would just have to sit in a room by yourself. Like, yo, damn, why ain't nobody giving me no attention? Or like, you have to try to sit down and really figure this shit out. Now, you don't have to do that because you got social media. That's why you see people reporting everything that they do. Like, because I know when I was younger, I used to do certain things. Like, I used to be, you know, I used to talk to myself sometimes, like, out loud, like, a phrase or two, like, I'm about to go to the bathroom. Like, I really needed to tell myself that. But now you see people doing that shit on Facebook. Like, I'm about to go cook. I'm about to go to the bathroom. I'm like, yo, this is the place where people who are frustrated and have no outlet come. I figured it out, y'all.
Wow.
So I'm deactivating my account.
And I think I agree, because people just be going crazy. I be like, I can't believe the stuff some people share sometimes. I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, did you have to announce that? Okay. All right, then. I don't really understand.
Did you see the jealous fights on your timeline? Like when you see a female that you know she's beefing with somebody else, but the other female obviously ain't her friend. So really, she's just insulting this girl all day to her friends. Like this, and it'd be funny because it's like she's speaking directly to the person, like she's totally out of contact, like the chick ain't even over. Like, and bitch, another thing, you're like, yo.
Your friends are corny because my friends, they actually have their friend on there. The person they hate is on their page and they go back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, I can't stand you, bitch. And I'm like, what's that, just delete each other? You know what I mean? Like, you know there's a block button.
Right.
And I'm
my
guilty. No, I'm guilty.
They are on my list, but we don't go back and forth. Like, they just hate me from afar. They just hate me on my list.
Well, I'm guilty myself for that Facebook.
Sorry, go ahead. What'd you say, Kate?
I said, I'm guilty. You know what I mean? I used to do a little Facebook something once in a blue moon. You know what I mean? One time I wilded out and did that old, you know what? Fuck sandwich. So we got into it. And then it wound up with me having to ride up to Chuck E. Cheese's, and, you know, and the cops had to be called. So after that, I deleted all my family for about 6 months, but I let them all back. You know what I mean? They're for punishment.
You found out you done got kicked out of Chuck E. Cheese for jumping on Chuck E.
No, I didn't jump on Chuck E., but we had a good conversation.
That's a grown woman in that costume.
It had nothing to do with Chuck E. It had to do with Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you know how you take jazz on Facebook, you know what I mean? Because you hit hard on there. But I wouldn't say myself as a jealous person, but Facebook, people take jabs at it, you know what I mean? But I think I'm more of an outgoing. I call it passionate. I'm very creative. I'm not jealous. You know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to sneak a little jab in there once in a while. You know?
You ain't right.
Yeah.
But I think there is some jealousy going, Miss Noda. I think you were saying something about that. You over the man? Are you jealous over the man?
No, you know
how
what?
Far
I actually. With one, because the new one, the grown ass man that I'm with now. This is beautiful. Like I said, he is beautiful. So you know, it's like he's into the industry. I like when people look at him, but he handles his business. I feel very secure. You know what I mean? Like. He don't give me no reason to question. Mm-hmm. Like, we can go somewhere. We don't sit on each other. He could talk to people. I talk to people. Because we already know. It's kind of like it's really different. But before, I could tell something going on. I'm the type of girl I don't need. I'm like Miss Unique over there. I don't need no damn proof. All I got to do is get that twitch in my arm and something's wrong. And I'm going to fuck off. I don't give a hell. Like, yo, something wrong, motherfucker? You better, fuck this. It's over. I'm telling you, I never had a relationship for a whole year in my entire life.
Well, let's not forget.
I got two kids.
Miss Unique will sneak out on a nigga.
Sure. I like
that. Like, yo, you know what? Shit ain't right. So for right now, I'm going to be fucking him, and I'm going to be living here with you. Till I figure out how I want to do this thing. That's jealousy, too, because that's stealing people's choices.
If he's acting up and she's like, okay, I'm not dealing with you, like,
because it's that you're so jealous. I was just joking about the scenario right there, but if a person is doing that, like, it's like they're just so jealous, they won't let the other person go and move on.
Just
let them go. Like, why are you holding them back?
I don't have that.
To be honest, and I've asked, and me and my cousin, we had this conversation about how we just was with somebody because we didn't want somebody else to have them. And I guess, you know, that's true, but eventually I get over it and I let them go. But, you know, if I'm with you and I've spent all this time with you and I've built you up, and then I don't want nobody else to just have you, just walk around with you, and I'll be like, damn, I made him. You know, I helped him out. I helped him be who he is. And now he just...
I did that with all my men.
Yo, Miss Unique is, oh, my God. She don't be playing. She says, look, I help.
That's just usually what it is. Like, usually you come over here, you know, I help you do some things, and I might make you a little better than what you was. And I don't want nobody else to, like, have you. Like, That's crazy. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
Yo, so let me ask you a question. How many men have made you better in your life, not outside of family, like men that you've been in relationships with?
One.
Are you currently in a relationship with him now?
I've been in three relationships, and one person made me, one. No, we're not in a relationship right now. I'm not in a relationship right now.
All right, so out of three different people, you've only had three different relationships in your life.
Yeah.
But you consider to be relationships, real relationships.
Yeah.
And out of those three relationships, only one person made you better. All right, so why are you not with him?
It's me. I'm not ready to be in a relationship. Like, you know, he wanted to be in a relationship. He wanted to buy a house and have kids and stuff, but I'm just not ready for that. I'm focused on me. I'm selfish. And when
I'm glad you admitted that, because you know I was about to get on you, right? Because you're just on here the other week talking about how you want to have a house and kids, and you tired of playing around.
I'm just not ready right now. And that's just what it is.
See?
I'm not ready right now.
You just said you was ready last week.
I was ready. I mean, this happened like 2 years ago. I was 25. I'm 27 right now. But, you know, and when we went together, like, I wasn't ready then. You know, I wasn't in that. I was just focused on me. And I wasn't ready.
All right,
to
so what about
me.
Now? Why haven't you gone back? Tried to revisit that because he improved you. Like, y'all can only get better together.
Nah, because when it's over. I'm just saying, I don't go back. Like, I go back for fun, but I don't.
Tell the truth, you cheated on him, didn't you?
I did cheat on him.
Towards the end.
That was the one I was sneaking out the house with. I was definitely sneaking out the house in the parking lot.
I knew it, man. I knew it.
You
see? And that's why, because you get a good guy, you just prove, see, women get a good guy, and then they dog them. Out of all the three relationships you had, the only one guy that improved you and made you better, you cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, come on.
That was the only guy I cheated on, too. Why you, so what? Why are you calling me out?
I'm just saying that's good. Like, sometimes you need to hear that because that's something to think about. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's crazy.
And he's the only one you cheated on? Take the call of Aaron, and we'll get right back to that question. She might need a second to think about it. Go ahead and take that 773.
Yeah, we're getting back to that. No, I think that's a wife. 773-242.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Hey,
good
Miss
evening.
Sigma?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy. We got some to talk about with you today. Today we talk about jealous relationships.
I'm glad you made it.
Glad you made it back.
Oh, my God.
So happy to have you.
Yeah, Miss Unique. We got to talk about this more because I'm trying to find out how that happened. Like, why? And then you still, you know what it is? This is another selfish thing of yours.
You know what it is. This is what it was, though. Like, it started off, the sex,
I know.
This was the same dude that was having, like, the problems, and he ain't want to, like, have sex, and he kept in. He's like, he just isn't built on sex, you know. It's more than a relationship than sex, and I understand that, but we better be having it, so we wasn't, and he wanted to still be in a relationship. And, you know, I did love him, and I was, like, falling for him, but I had to have some sex. So I had to step out and cheat. And, you know, I wasn't even thinking of being a wife. Like, I wasn't trying to get married. Like, he was planning that by himself, really.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask, because you just dragged this man's heart right through the goddamn desert. But let me ask you a question. I want to, please, just tell me the scenario, the one time you cheated and you felt like he almost caught you, like he might have really knew. Well, let me get that moment right there.
Talk right into the mic.
Yeah, talk into the mic. Don't try to break up here because we want to hear this.
Can I hear me? Okay, am I talking into the mic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it was one time, like, we flipped on the couch, because I like to sleep on the couch, and the door is, like, right by the couch, and the door kind of made noise when you closed it, so I just got off the couch, I went downstairs, and I closed the door, and, like, when you stand at the top of the stairs, you can see in the parking lot, and, you know, it was just kind of going down in the parking lot, but I had to just keep looking up the whole time, and I snuck back in the house. And he didn't hear nothing. He just laid there and was slept the whole time. And I got right back in my spot and, like, act like nothing happened.
Oh.
Yo.
Aaron.
Oh
yeah, you know what
God,
I
mean.
No.
That is do dirty, you dirty. That is wrong, yo.
Okay,
not
I was
only
dirty.
Are you out there having sex? You done let a nigga, obviously, was y'all in the car or was this just outside, period?
We was in the car, kind of outside. You know,
kind of outside. I got it. I'm picturing it now. The back door was open. You were leaning in. He was behind you. Y'all was both trying to look up. I got it. but listen.
No,
that was
it became totally outside of the car at one point.
I'm sure it did. Like, yo, fuck that. We can't keep looking up. My neck is hurting. Let's just lay on the ground.
No,
if he see us, if he see us down here by this back bumper, he just caught us. Fuck it. Oh my God. But not only that, yo, you got this nigga that's coming to smash you coming to the place where this nigga live at. That's the biggest problem right there.
No, this dude. He already knew where I stayed at. We was already, like, you know, had this little sex relationship before me and this dude. Like, we had a sex relationship, but it was just a sex relationship. Then I got into a real relationship, so we broke it off. And then this dude moved in with me. Like, he moved into my house. So, like, you know, the dude already knew.
So, basically, it's still your rules. Like, look, you pay half the bills. All the motherfuckers I've been fucking with is still good.
I mean, it wasn't like that, no, because when it was good, I wasn't, like, sleeping with nobody. Like, I tried to sleep with somebody when it was good, and I was to the point where I was naked, and I was just like, great. And I put my clothes back on, and I left. Like, you know, and it was good.
Whoa, hold up, back up. You is not flying the way with that shit. Did you just say, I tried to cheat when it was good? And it just didn't work out, so I put my clothes back on and left.
I mean, I couldn't do it. That's what I said. Like, I couldn't do it.
Hold
I
up. At
do
what point?
Do it.
At what point did you realize you ain't do it? Because at this point, like, I'm a guy, so I'm just thinking about this. You're naked. I'm here. You're already naked. So if I don't already got you to the point where you out your clothes, I'm definitely not going to be sitting there holding your hand like, are you sure this is what we should be doing?
No.
Wait a minute. I can't. Wait a minute. Is anybody else on the line?
Don't judge me.
I'm judging you.
I'm not judging you.
I am not judging you.
I'm not mad at him.
I am not judging you. No, I ain't judging you.
I think it's a wonderful thing that, you know, for real, I think it's a wonderful thing. People, listen, you hear me all the time, like, listen, the traditional marriage, the traditional sex, I always be knocking at, like, look, everybody's not into that. You know, I'm not, you into what you into, but I'm just curious, like, how you tried to do the right thing when things were good, but you ended up somewhere.
I was naked, he was naked, it was about to go in, and I was like, you know what, I think I'm okay, you know, I'm in a relationship. I put my clothes back on, and I left, and I was
Hold up, he was about to go in, and you said
yeah,
that,
like,
he was like, okay.
And I was like, you know what, I'm in a relationship, this is wrong. But that's when it was good, and we were having
keep
sex.
It real,
and
though.
It was bad,
keep it real.
I am.
Keep it real. If that nigga would have really tried to talk to you, I'm saying another 60 seconds of you saying that, he would have still got it. Like, yo,
no,
you know what this shit is wrong. We're already here.
I was there, like, a thousand times. Like, you know, that was nothing to go there with him. I just wasn't feeling like that at the time because I was in a relationship, and I felt like at that time that my relationship might have worked out, and it was at the beginning, and I was like, you know what, I'm not going to sabotage this, and I'm not going to cheat. And that's what, it was as simple as that. My boyfriend was out of town, and I chose to
go home. Oh, my God. Yo, you're a scary cheater because you got random morals.
Oh,
my God, I'm not gonna cheat tonight. Oh, shit, this nigga down in the parking lot, he's asleep. I'll be right down,
baby. That time. But when you ain't performing and when you ain't, like, doing your job, then don't expect for me to just be, like, 100%. When I'm telling you, you're not doing your job, listen, you're not doing your job, I'm about to go cheat. And I'll tell you, like, I'm going to go cheat. Like, I'm, listen, we're going to get together, or I'm about to go cheat. And you'll be like, well,
yo,
your hand ain't there, I'm about to go cheat. Bye. Deuces.
Listen, but you don't understand the stress you was causing doing that shit. Like, that causes stress to a man. Like especially if I'm really on you. If I'm on you and you telling me, like, if you telling me, like, yo, I'm about to go fuck somebody else because you're not performing right. In your mind, you may be like, oh, he don't care because we're not having sex anyway. But that's going to crush a man. Like, that causes more stress.
Well,
he definitely ain't gonna be able to perform
this. If you was not performing your job, you would not want to have sex with me. Because if it's like quick, I'm like, what was that? Like, dude, get it together. We gotta go again. If it's like something, if it's little, I'm like, I'm not having sex. Like, I'm sorry. You better come correct, or don't come at all.
Nobody better not say nothing about that juice box of yours, though, huh?
Please, it's good. I'm not worried about that.
See? Yeah, you got to stop this. Before this season is over with, we're going to do the new thing with you. We working on your selfishness.
My selfishness,
whole season,
oh, my gosh. They've been trying to do that for 27 years. Good luck.
What, this whole season, you've been forcing niggas into marriage?
I don't force nobody into nothing. I give people a choice. Like, you already talk about my choice, feeling my choice. I give you a choice. It's either this or this. It's like, you know, if I'm like sleeping with somebody and I start catching feelings, it'd be like, listen, we can be in a relationship or we can stop having sex, one or the other. So it's like, you know, if you want to marry me, we're going to have a wedding. Like, what you want? Like, one or the other, or we're not going to get married. I give you a choice. Kind of like an ultimatum, but it's a choice.
See, well, why didn't you wake dude up that night? Like, look, you ready to perform tonight? Because if not, I got a nigga downstairs right now. I told you what I'm about to do.
We had already talked about it before he went to sleep. And then he told me he ain't feel like having sex. So, you know, I was like, okay. So
he probably was cheating anyway, Miss Unique, you all right.
Oh,
he probably was cheating
God.
Anyway. Let me tell you something. If you're out there and you're a woman and he's not giving it to you and you're sitting there, you know what I mean? You're at home. You're trying to be a good woman. And then he won't even give you that after all that hard work you done did. You ain't nothing wrong. You okay. You okay. Leave her alone, Aaron.
Work. Man, Miss Unique is sitting back changing shoes and outfits all day. You kidding me? Like, yo, this shit ain't cute enough.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm gonna have to go buy some more heels.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Where's Miss Big Mouth? I need to talk to Miss Big Mouth. Miss Big Mouth, are you there? Is Miss Big Mouth still
Yes, on? Yes, I am.
Hey, Precious, how are you?
Okay.
We missed you last week. What happened? Why weren't you here? We looked for you high and low.
Okay. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
So, how about the job?
Wait, talk a little closer to your mic.
How about this job?
Mm-hmm.
Damn myself, and all of a sudden, my husband decides, oh, I need a job too. So we start working together. Nobody's supposed to know that we husband and wife. Because it's a policy at the job where you're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
First day going smooth. We back and forth. A little flirt, but I'm low key with the flirt. Like, I just seen the opportunity and we just took it. But out of the blue, I'm cleaning up at the end of the day. Here come a chick I've already exchanged words with before. Don't tell my husband why she's flirting back and forth with you. Do you know she's married? but I'm not. Bitch, is you crazy? So I had to just, first of all, go off on her because I didn't like the look in her eye. Like, she was, like, she had 10 plans on what him and her were going to be doing.
Mm.
And on top of that, she went to get loud, so it made the boss come over. And make a long story short, I got suspended. She got,
I
hope to get rid of the wicked witch.
Yes, she's dead. The wicked witch is dead. Yes, she is. All right, continue. It gets real in the clubhouse. Hey, what can we say? We bring y'all real
like
shows
said,
live.
Is, like
form.
I said, we are live on the Right Brussy Show.
All the time. Continue.
Well, what ended up happening is I got suspended for a few days. She ended up, nothing happened to her, and we ended up having to let the company know that we married. But in the end, it was like, it, times are different. Both of y'all are good workers. So it worked out just the way I knew it was going to work out.
Right.
Huh?
Okay.
I couldn't take it.
But if she didn't know that y'all was married, why was you mad at her? Did she know y'all was married?
The look in her eye, and she's just being
You ain't answering the question. If y'all, if it's a secret,
been worried about us.
But if it's a secret, and she don't know that y'all married, she know that you're married because she already worked with you, right? But she don't know you married to him. So she just telling him, like, yo, I'm interested in you, dude. Like, old girl married, but I ain't married. So what's up? So how did she get in trouble for that?
A shot. Like, oh, God.
Huh?
There shouldn't have been a reason to be upset with her. But, no, honestly, like I said, I couldn't take the look in her eyes. She just was, she had too many dreams and aspirations in her face. I wasn't feeling that. She had, it needed to be known.
Damn. I'm hearing jealousy here.
Yeah, I am too.
Like,
a little...
That sounds like straight up and down jealousy. And not only that, you took a chance on you and your husband's livelihood to make a point known to someone who really didn't matter. Because he knows who he's married to, and she didn't need to know. She could have been running around there happy-go-lucky all day with the golden look in her eyes.
Oh,
and at the end of the day, y'all would have been gone. Now, what if y'all would have got fired?
That's something I would have to deal with when it came. But I just, like I said, the impulse. And normally I'm not an impulsive person, but... Like I said, she had too many hopes and dreams in her face. Like, I wasn't feeling that at all. And normally I'm not jealous at all. But she just was a little too elated for me.
Now, were you more jealous? Well, clearly it was just, you had to be only jealous of her. But, I mean, what was different about the look in her eyes from any other woman that may be coming around your husband?
It sounded like she was coming on him.
So why didn't you just let your husband have an opportunity to check it? Like, because clearly she doesn't know. She's a single woman. She was throwing her bait out there. She doesn't know it's supposed to be a secret because y'all not supposed to be doing that. So she knows that you're married, but she don't know you're married to him. So I think that if you would have let your husband handle it, no, like he could have finally said, well, you know, I got somebody, you know what I'm saying, so, you know, it's all good. And then it would have just been quiet between him and her, because I'm quite sure other women come on to him, because if, you know what I'm saying, if she's interested, you're interested, somebody else is also. So you might could have gave him an opportunity to check it, and then it would have been quiet check, and then if it kept happening, you know what I'm saying, then you would have looked at it differently. You know what I'm saying? Versus just losing it, right? Aaron, is that what you're saying? Like, in Jeopardy?
Yeah. Yeah, like, and then, like, something like that, like, sometimes you be feeding other people ego, because now you might have her really walking around like she more than what she is by your reaction. You know what I mean? Like she might be like, oh, shit, I was a threat to her. She's about to lose her goddamn job to let me know that she was, you know what I mean? And then that may heighten her activity with him. Like, yo, now I definitely want this nigga. She's about to lose her job? I got to see what it's about now.
I'm begging her to try me now. It's fun. Do all of that now.
Oh, see, now she just ain't going to, see, now you done tipped your hand, now she ain't going to do it in your face. And if she do it, you won't never find out. See, before, you might have found out everything you needed to know if you just joke. Like, girl, you know that one you be flirting with? The other day, it was his day off. I had a day off, too. It was crazy. You be like, what? My fucking kids was there? I mean, but now something happened, you'll never know. Your husband damn sure ain't going to discuss it with you, and neither is she.
He will.
Well, nothing's happening.
That was just too much for me at the time. Like, it, like you said, it was a zillion ways to handle it, but I wasn't mentally prepared for what I saw.
And this is the first time you ever saw this? Like, this is the first time in your whole relationship, marriage, since y'all been together, since y'all was children. This is the first time you ever saw a woman flirt with him. I'm quite sure it's not. It must be something about that woman. Is it something about that particular woman, the way she looks? Like, is it a threat?
She was just thirsty.
Okay, she thirsty. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I feel like it's something else. It has to be some underlying thing about this particular woman that places you in that space where you feel like you feel the need to protect your man. Because it's like, it's like, yo, I gotta circle this nigga around her. Let her know the sharks is out. So what I'm trying to figure out, what is that his type? Do you think that's his type? Has he discussed the type of women he was into or looked at when he was across seas? Or, I mean, what is it? It has to be something because, like, I know, I'm going to keep it real. Up until this point, it's nothing special about her.
She a thought, and I know she a thought. That was the whole thing about it.
All right, so I love, well, this leads me to this then. So do you not 100% trust your husband? Because her being a thot, if you got 100%
trust
in him.
I don't trust these hoes. That's something completely different.
Well, no hoe can never get into your bed without being invited. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, hey, I don't care who she is. Can't no hoe ever enter into your bed without being invited. Like, straight up. Like, if you catch a hoe in your bed, don't get mad at her. Give her time to get dressed so she can get out your shit so you can handle the real problem that's still sitting there.
Yeah. I agree.
That's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it.
That's what I'm saying, bitches.
Yes, me too. I agree. I do agree. No hoe. I mean, I'm with them. Is it like another underlying issue? You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's holes everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's holes in the grocery store. It's holes on the corner. Like,
I don't like that hole. We have a caller. Hold on. With that, I don't like that hole. We're going to take this caller. Aaron,
five
take that
five.
5-0.
5-0.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Keisha.
What's good?
Hey,
what's
Keisha.
Thank you so much for life last night. Thank you, Aaron. I love the song play. I had so much fun. Yes.
Yeah, we about to start doing something on the weekend called the Facebook Jukebox.
I know.
We're going to be going in.
I'm going to win.
Good. I'll be happy. Yes. Yeah, so you want to weigh in, Keisha?
I love what Aaron just said. Ain't no hope in your bed, let somebody invite them, because I think as women, we get that we'll beat the girl up, we'll call all types of dots and all that, but at the end of the day, your relationship is with the man. And if he, a woman, that person let him in, it's up to them. Like, it's at the end of the day, like, look, me and Jason we got 17 years, sometimes a girl walk by EQ, I'm like, he got a big butt, I'll tell him. Because if he's going to go that way, my thing is with him. No girl, if a girl didn't know me, she messed with my man, of course that's a disrespect to me on that note, but I'm coming to see him. And if that hoe get in the way of me coming to see him, then she's going to get laid down. But other than that, but Aaron, I love that what you said. That's the truth, because a lot of girls think like that. Like, it's always on the woman. We always go right on the lady. Oh, she's a hoe, or she's that. I don't care if she's selling ass for a penny, or she's paying them. If you go up there and get it, I'm coming to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to, like, for real, and vice versa with men too. Like, it's the same. It's the same thing. Like, I mean, nobody. You can't expect nobody to be responsive. Another nigga just trying to do the same thing you doing when you met her, hollering at her. As soon as she holler back, I mean, what the hell? Like, for real, it's the same thing. So,
big mouth. I heard what she was saying. She was like, at that point in time, you know how to spend the moment, she's probably like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to come from my house. I can understand that. You know, we all got some high-headed stuff going on. I can understand that.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, I understand it. I'm just trying. Now, I would understand it a little bit better, though, like if she was always exhibiting that characteristics in the light of somebody. But she's been right on here, like, oh, I don't be worried about that. Like, my husband know it, he know better, and this, that, and the third. So at this time, she didn't even give him a chance to know better. Like, the six-month thing, the six-month plan she done threatened him with and everything went right out the window. She's like, I ain't getting nobody in 6 months.
But you know what, when I was 20 years old, 25, I probably sound just like Miss Big Mouth. With time and experience, you get to that point. We always say a lot of stuff. We didn't go through the life yet, you don't know. When I was 25, you know, this nigga do this, I'm leaving them. When you get older and you learn stuff, you move differently.
Yeah.
And when somebody tell you, got to go through it. So,
you
got
to
live
for
so long.
I just don't want her to lose no job behind.
Yeah,
this is definitely not the time to be.
I can tell him the same thing. If he do this, I'm out. You know, you do that, I'm out. But when we start having kids, I learned how to deal with that. But you know what? Smoke outside. Don't smoke around me. You got to change. You got to do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be compromised. Because you bonding with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't just be all your way, because if you do that, you're going to make them bitter.
Yeah.
And while they're there, they're going to really be somewhere else.
You know, you got all these, that's true.
Keisha, if you could do me a favor, Miss Big Mouth has stepped down to the green room, but she's back. Could you just repeat that so that she can hear the support that you gave in that note, what you said? Say that again.
I forgot, I'm getting old. What did I say?
You were saying about how growth is in a relationship. You were just saying that you can see how.
I understand how at the spirit of the moment she's seen that happen in real time, that she said it. At that moment, she was prepared. So she doesn't act on her true emotions. But I also understand that she's younger in her relationship. When you say certain things when you're younger, like when I saw my husband, I was like, oh, he do A, B, C, and D. I ain't doing that. I was 20 years old, 23. At 40, I move different.
Mm-hmm.
So you just move a little bit different. You learn more. You see, because life is not black and white. It's gray. You can't put limits on people because people are limitless. That's a simple. You run that relationship. You just can't say my man do this, or we're gonna do it about 6 months. Then relationship gonna fail because life happens, situation happens, accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff go around.
What made me so hot tempered, this is a female that I've been working with for 6 months, and to hear her every day talk about the shit she do and into, and to see her try to even bring that aura around, man, it was just like, fall back. Like, what you doing? It don't matter. For her to enlighten him, like, oh, she married. Like, I just felt that, like, that was just so out of pocket, whether she knew you belonged to me or not. Like,
But that's a part of her game.
Like I said, I couldn't deal.
Don't look at her, look at me, because she got
you had to stop her.
That's just part of her game.
You had to stop her before she started talking that other strip club shit she had been telling you about, huh? Like, oh, whoa.
Like,
oh, man. Hold up. But she about to tell this nigga anything.
I didn't need that extra drama. Like, I just knew I wasn't going to be able to stomach that every day. So it was just nip it in the bud now.
She said, by the way, in the application down the street, but this right here ain't happening.
At all.
Well, thank you, Missy. Appreciate it. That was enlightening. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm
thank
off
you.
Tonight. It's on. Y'all is so on. Y'all know nothing.
No, thank you. Woo, all right, tonight is our special edition of Writing Roads Radio. We are on here with the author wives. We are talking about jealous relations. You know, how far do you go? How much do you take? You know, it's like, what's your standard? What, you know, I don't know. It's live at the clubhouse today. Y'all have had me in stitches all night long. It has been a great show. We thank you for sharing the information, you know, with us. And, you know, it's live at the clubhouse today. But definitely we have another caller, Aaron, if you want to take that caller so we can get them right into live action. 609?
Hey, this is Kia.
This is Ms. Kia, 609-893. That's you, Ms. Kia?
Yeah, that's me. It's a storm here.
Okay. Well, it's raining on her side of the studio, so move over. You're so funny. Here's the lightning.
Well, it ain't Southern California.
But let's go. Go ahead, Aaron, and away we go. So I'm just here. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, I mean, I can understand where Miss Big Mouth was coming from, but
yes.
You know, at the same time, you just gotta especially at the workplace, like at certain places, like you just gotta be like, I'm gonna kill this nigga when we get home.
But you know what?
I
have to agree, Aaron. Like, I can see what she's saying that. Okay, you know, maybe I could have handled it this way or what have you, but on a longer period of time, and she would have still been having to come to work every day, like, oh, God, when I get here today, she's going to be all in his business, all in his case, following him around.
All in his school.
It was just going to be uncomfortable to even come to work. Like, nobody wants to hate that they have to go to work. So, like, let me just get this out the way. So, I understand from that aspect. Like, I have to work here. You know what I'm saying? So, I got to be comfortable when I get here.
You got to do that shit.
She
you
caressed his chest. Like, yo, that's what did it.
That's what
like.
Did it right there.
Wow.
That's what did
and
it.
What
and he ain't backed up.
Wait. At the workplace.
He did what? She touched his chest? Like, she physically touched him?
Like, physically caressed his chest. Like,
and he didn't flinch.
Yeah.
He didn't flinch or move
he
back quick enough.
He was me dead in the face.
That was it.
He was me dead in the face. Like, what you want me to do? Like, yo,
what's
you don't
this?
Have to do shit because I'm about to do it.
No.
I feel like I should have placed hands on him. I really do.
No,
and I'm
you
mad as hell that I didn't.
No,
oh,
you really
no.
shouldn't
like,
at all.
No, you can't be
like,
placing
seriously.
Hands.
And you shouldn't even be thinking like that now because you know what? That's going to lead to you ending up doing that because all it takes is for any y'all to be anywhere. Like, you could be going out to take your kids roller skating or something and bump into her there with her child or kids and see her. You already got this thing, you know what I mean? And the first thing that may come to your mind is like, yo, we ain't at work now. Like, I'm about to smack the shit out of this bitch. Why does she keep looking at me? And she really may not be looking at you. You may just feel like that because she's there, she's in the presence of you, and you have an ill feeling towards her. So you need to just shake that. If you and your husband is good, you and your job is good. So, you know what I mean? You need to just shake that right now. Like, don't even carry that shit.
Yeah.
That shit happens.
Yeah, for real.
As long as your husband.
It's not worth it at all.
Yeah.
It's really not.
As long as your husband got
to
understand
that. She's going to do things to provoke you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like Aaron was saying, now she knows how you feel. So she knows she's a threat to you. And now that you exposed your whole card, You know what I'm saying? Now she could be like, oh, okay, and she can do things that could get you in that type of situation. So if you don't get a resolve in your own spirit, it could be bad. Like, she ain't worth going to jail over and losing no, you know, no life and no limb or nothing else. If it ain't worth dying over, it ain't worth, you know, approaching like that. You know, you don't want to do that. So
Yeah, so not only do you lose your job, you know what I'm saying, she gonna say, okay, not only did I make her lose her job, I made her lose her sanity. You know what I'm saying? I got into her head. I fucked with her head enough where she allowed me to fuck with her livelihood, and it ain't worth it.
Definitely don't even feel like you should put hands on her. Like, you know, you did what you did, and you know what I mean. The good, you ain't lose your job out of it, and your husband still got his job. Everything is good with y'all. And if you know you got a solid man at home, you don't even have to carry that. Because if you feel like you need to put hands on her, every time your husband go out, you might as well just vision somebody that you might need to put hands on, because there's probably going to be women out there that find him attractive. You know what I mean? So just let that shit go. Even though you know her personally and you know what her intentions is and you know how dirty she is and what she about, like, that shit ain't nothing. Because if you got a solid man, you good. And if he really love you and he's solid like that, like, he even if he ever was going to violate you, it definitely would never be with her. You know what I mean? So, you know, just you just let that shit go. That's not even worth carrying. For real, that shit is going to be a whole nother, that's going to be a whole nother thing, because you start bringing shit up in arguments even when she's not around. Like, yeah, you let that bitch touch your chest, and then you looking at me like you ain't know what the fuck to do. I start to come over there and fuck both of y'all. You know what I mean? Like, you don't
slap
want
the shit out of both of them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want that. You don't want that. You want to just let that shit go. You know what I mean? Because it ain't nothing. Long as you know your man's solid, y'all both got y'all livelihood, y'all got y'all job, y'all got y'all kids, y'all family, y'all working, y'all building. Ain't nothing, man. It's going to be a million. It's going to be a million and one more thoughts just like her. You know what I mean? Nobody can never catch a man's eye unless he put wings on them shit. For real, it's only going to be him that's going to fly away.
I'm going to pray on it.
That's all we ask. That's all we ask. Aaron, take that caller.
Yes. 248-974. Good evening. You are live.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
Hey,
what's
Lisa?
Up, Leisha?
Man, Aaron, you are spitting some knowledge, but, you know, how she get that close to be rubbing on his chest? I'm just saying, I understand where she coming from, but you not doing it at work. Oh, but I had to tell her something outside of work. You can't. And
I'm waiting
to
catch
her
at Walmart or McDonald's. It's going to happen.
See?
You
can
be on
let me tell you
floor.
Something.
Lisa, we just had her praying. We had her prayed up, Lisa.
You know,
you done came in here and slapped the prayers all over the place.
Females,
she just was going to pray on it. Now she's going
to
beat up at the McDonald's. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I understand where she is coming from.
Lisa going to ride together. Lisa going to drive her down to the Walmart.
I just understand where she is coming from.
So many girls done went to jail fighting at Walmart. I'm going to tell you places you do not go to fight nobody. If you're a female, you're going right to jail. Walmart, Waffle House, or gas station.
Oh, God.
They got to catch me.
I'm telling you. You three hot spots right there.
I seen that Waffle House fight. That was horrible. Just,
yeah, you going directly to jail. Waffle House, the gas station, or at a Walmart. You going to jail.
But for real, if she's doing all of that, Miss Big Mouth, I think she already knew who your husband was. She knew he was your husband already. She just didn't say she knew. She already knew who your husband was. That's why she was going extra and doing all extra, because she knew that was your husband, and she knew that you weren't saying anything.
And then we didn't even think about it. We have matching tattoos on our necks. So it's like.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know what? She done played y'all. She done played you.
She done hit that button. That was your man. An hour after he got there, she was like, uh-huh, that's her husband. Uh-huh.
Lisa gets
that's what
to
I'm saying. I feel like flirting. She tried me, and I should place hands on her. Like,
no, don't place your hands on her. Because she kind of set you up. She kind of set you
up.
She
already
knew
brought you out of character
how you was
going to
react.
Mm-hmm.
She knew it. She knew that was your man. She knew how you was going to react. She knew you was keeping it a secret, and she knew why. She kind of set you up in the process. Now that the hands on the chest, okay, now everything
like
is coming in because it's
because she knew
that was your husband. She was waiting for you to react.
Yo,
she was about to taunt you. She knew that was your man.
She's about to taunt you, and I don't want you to fall into it. I don't want you to get caught up because it's so easy to get in trouble, but it's so hard to get out of it. Like, do not get caught up. Like, when she see you next time, she going to probably sneer or laugh or something. Probably not at the workplace. Probably never at the workplace because people ain't stupid. Like, she probably like, yo, I need my fucking job. Just like you need yours. So she probably ain't going to do nothing at the workplace. But those other places where you talking about, like Walmart and all shit, like the same way how you want to jump on her there, it may be a Saturday morning where you got your children with you and you can't be getting into that type of activity. And you see her and she walking by and y'all catch eye contact. She going to do something. She going to sneer, laugh something. You just got to keep that shit moving because at the end of the day, you got the man at home and you got the job to go to. You ain't lose nothing.
And not even.
You know what I mean?
Not just that, though, Aaron. She already know how to get a reaction out of you. And so it may not even be a sneer at Walmart. She's going to do little bitty things around the job, get you aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
She gonna keep doing it because she know anything pertaining to your man, you going to cut a rug. That's why you don't cut a rug. Because it's like I've already established that this is my husband. So for you to do anything else, now you just being disrespectful on purpose. And she's saying you're looking for a reaction. So if she does anything else, it would be in your face at work around your man because she knows that's how to get a reaction out of you. She can see you on the street and do it and know that you're not going to care. But she know that if she do something funny around your man, you're going to have a fit.
Set you right up. She might start staying away from him. Like, I don't even be around him. Make sure all the managers know, like, yeah, she do him. And then every time she see him, oh, he got to come down this aisle to get something. What's she doing? She on stripper pole number 7, bending over. You just happen to see it. You like, yo, I done told. For real. Now you happen to walk by and see it. Like, oh, shit, now I done told this bitch. I done told this bitch. I'm about to whoop her ass right now. You know what I mean? Like, she done got you.
No, Aaron, no, it's time for her man to make sure that shit don't happen. That's all.
Exactly.
He has to. No, let me tell you something. You good. Miss Big Mouth got this. You know what I'm saying? She knows she can beat her, but that's not the point. Now it's all about your man reaction. You know what I mean? He got to look at this bitch like, yo, bitch, I don't do dots. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? He got to get her that get the fuck out of here look. Like, ew, trying to give me some shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's time, and then she'll feel stupid, because then he backing you up. That's all. Because now he's like, now, if anything happened, then you might have to go outside his motherfucking head, because she's going to be a hoe. A hoe, that's her job. That's her job. You know what I mean? And now is your time for your man, you know, just to do his manly duties. Like, no, he don't get in an argument, he just don't pay no attention. And he makes sure he get that, I threw up in my mouth look, when she do shit. That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I said that.
Solid,
I said
you
got to give him a chance to check it. I said that earlier in the show. Like, give him an opportunity because if she's doing it to him, he has to make sure that it's clear that ain't nothing that she can do. Definitely.
Yep.
All right.
Because women definitely be thinking that they could turn a nigga with that cookie. They'd be like, man, look, he don't care about her. I'm about to give him this.
And that's
boom,
all she talk about all day. Like, oh my God, that's like she has nothing else better to do but discuss the zillion niggas that she dealing with. Like, shut the fuck up. We at work. So you just take the time out to do all of that. Beyond that being my husband, I just felt overly disrespected. I didn't even think about it. She don't even know that that's your man. It's just like. Wherever we go, everybody already know. So it was just like did she just touch from his neck almost down to his waistline? Like, what the
what?
Wow. Can I say something?
What?
Please.
Hold on.
Breathe.
She swept down his chest
neck
to his stomach.
Neck to waistline. Like, do you know she
now,
married
I'm
but I'm not.
He could have blocked that. He should have blocked that. She should have gotten further than below his little chest area because he should have been knocking her hand away. Like, yo, what's good? What are you doing? Don't play with me like that.
Especially
you right
in
there,
the
too.
Of that shit, like,
I would have caused the scene. You probably would have been mad at me on the way home. Like, yo, so why the hell you choke her? I'd be like, yo, you was looking at me. I knew. I knew if I ain't do nothing, I was in hot water. For real, like, what?
That was a lot.
And I'm gonna tell you stuff. Whatever type of convo does, see, that's another thing too. Like, you can't be playing with people. Like, men have to realize that too when they work, especially when you're in the workplace with your wife. Like, you can't be playing around. Like, it's cool to be cool and just cordial with people, but you can't be playing. Familiarity breeds contempt. So at some point, he said something, she said something, and his reaction was that it's cool for you to touch me. Somewhere along
don't
the line. I'm telling you the truth, yo. I'm telling you the truth. Like, ain't nobody going to just walk up and touch nobody. You know that. Me and you both know it ain't about don't get his ass beat. That's just common sense. You know damn well ain't nobody just going to walk up and just touch nobody like, hey, what's your name? They're going to get some establishment first.
She real touchy-feely like that, though. It's not just him. Like, the men that we work with as well. And she cracking
And they invite that shit.
That's why you probably got mad. Because, right, you don't walk up to somebody just fucking touching them. Like, it's something that they're inviting.
That's not even
normal. It's something she saw with him for her to even walk up and touch him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Well,
the wrong laugh.
Because if it was my man would be like, whoa, bitch, give me 50. Like, you know, they're inviting that shit. Straight up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you,
it was at some point that they were joking, they were talking, whatever it was at some point that she said something and his reaction wasn't no. His reaction was whatever. You know what I mean? And that's when it became whatever, familiarity, breeding contempt, and she took it to the next level, which is, I'll touch you, nigga. Don't think I'm playing. Like, you can get it. It went from, yo, you know you could get it, right? And he probably was like, And then she had to reiterate with the touch, like, I'm not playing, nigga. You can get it. That's what happened, yo. Like, I'm telling nobody, you just know that. It's not normal for anybody to just walk up and be touched from the neck down to the waist.
Yeah.
Like, that's comfortable levels. That's what you get. You comfortable with somebody when you do that. I have good friends that I know that's females. They ain't going to walk up and do no shit like that. Just come right, like, hey, what up, baby? I ain't seen you in a minute. And just, like, be rubbing their hand down my chest and shit, my neck.
Yeah.
I might have a problem with that. I don't know who you just been with. Like, it's just odd. So, like I said, something happened. I'm not saying that he even responded to whatever she said, but he didn't respond in the right way when she said it, and that's when it went to the next level. It went from her talking to touching.
Man, I can't wait.
Sometimes silence is the push. Like, sometimes somebody may say something slick, and you don't say nothing, and that be the open door.
That's true. They're like, oh, well, they didn't turn me down.
Like, she could have said something as simple as, you know, I want to fuck the shit out of you, right? And he could have just not said nothing, like, looked at her.
Oh, man.
Well, boy, he probably could have just looked at her and smirked like, get out of here. Or even just looked at her and not even responded, like, and she was like, okay, he think it's a game. I got to show him. So that's when it went to the next level. I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. I'm applying common sense to the situation. I know damn well ain't nobody going to walk up and be putting their hands on nobody's neck down to their chest to their stomach area.
I mean, I agree with you completely. I think he is out. I don't know why she's talking about her. This show should have been about him and why he didn't do nothing, why he didn't push the hand away. Like, I was confused when y'all was talking because it was like her. Like, but she didn't got no obligation to you. It was him. Like, it's him. He at fault. I wouldn't even be concerned with her. I would be all on him. Like, why is she touching your waist? Why didn't you push your hand back? Why is you just staring at me? You need to be over there handling that. That's what I would have been on. Like, just me personally, you know.
Look at Miss Unique.
But, because seriously, though, because I want to see how you going to handle the situation, because I'm not always going to be there. You ain't always going to be able to run and come to me. So if you handling that like that in front of me, what you doing when I'm not around? You letting her just touch on you like that? Like, so if I hadn't been there, what y'all would have been doing? Like, I'm not supposed to be walking over here.
True.
It shouldn't even go that far.
True.
That's true, because even I ain't going to lie.
My man.
Even sometimes when I was like, when I was unfaithful at times, when I was married, like, I knew my wife well enough to know. Like, my wife could be across the room and know some shit is going on, and it could just be a conversation. Like, she don't got to hear the words that's being said or nothing.
It's the movement.
And she would just know. I start picking up on that shit too, and I would get people right out my face. Like, I'd be like, yo, my wife right over there, I'll holler at you later. And be breathing.
And she ain't coming up here for him. For her, she coming for him. And that's what you should have been coming for him. You shouldn't even been like, but you know, it would have been like, me and him would have got fired because I'd have been me. We would have been fighting. It wouldn't have been on you. But who is you? It's me and you because I got to go home to you. Why is she in your face? And why is you allowing this to happen? What is going on? Like, why is she touching on you like that? I want to know what
y'all look way too happy. Y'all look way too happy. She way too comfortable
doing that
shit.
And why is you just looking at me? You should have already had it going, and I should have been chiming in like, yeah, that's my husband. Yeah, he taking. Yup. Mm-hmm. Because he should have already had the ball rolling.
Oh, no, y'all shouldn't have did that shit now. I'm not.
I wouldn't even went for her, though. That's crazy. I hate when girls do that. Like, don't go for her. Go for him. That's your man. Right here.
Yeah.
Go for him.
I go with Miss Unique. You're right. Fuck him up. Fuck, I mean, yo. Fact, everybody's going to punch you in the face tonight just for the fuck of it. I think so.
Get that woman to a fight. Y'all don't even know.
I'm not trying to put no gag on the situation, but I'm just being honest from a male perspective. I'm being honest from a male perspective. Like, I know ain't nobody coming up doing that shit.
Don't get me.
I mean, I agree with that too. Ain't nobody just coming up touching
these young bras is crazy. But then again, like y'all saying, like, she shouldn't have never felt that comfortable. I wish I would have gave him time to react, because it was like I walk, like, you walk in, everybody freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it was just like, I'm watching her, like, I'm watching her hand. Like, I'm walking in, and I see her fucking hand, and he's looking dead at my face. Like,
How fast was her hand?
But not moving on. Oh, let me ask you a question. As you was walking in, you saw her hand, right? And if you saw the freeze frame, when the motion started back again after that split second, what did you see then? Did you still see her hand moving down him? Because if you did, guess what? It's a problem, because he wasn't moving fast enough.
No lie,
like,
all
real.
I seen was
he
red.
He should have been moving right there, especially soon as he
saw
you.
I seen after that, but red. Like, red and white outlines like the fucking Terminator. That's all I seen.
What? Let that. No, as soon as he seen you, he's supposed to walk through her like a goddamn hologram. Like, get off me. My wife over here. For real. Like, you kidding me?
My
wife would have walked in there. Them niggas would have been like, oh shit, spilling aisle 6. I done knocked shorty ass right over. Like, are you kidding me?
That was so out of character for me. I think I scared the shit out of the both of them, because that was definitely so out of character with me being just so and not really talking and just being soft spoken at work. I think
like that really shocked the shit out of the both of them. For me to walk in and just go ham the way I did, for the bosses to come in and me to still be cutting up, like, oh man, I can't.
Like, I don't give a damn. I'm tired. I'm tired of this shit.
It was crazy. Well, I'm grateful that we both have our jobs.
Not to meet me outside. You hit it with the meet me outside.
Started taking my braids down. I got 7 braids in my hair. I was so ready.
Oh,
my God.
You weren't supposed to do that. You never let the work people at the workplace see that side of you. Because I'm telling you right now, your supervisors and bosses, them niggas is scared to death of you now.
Because
they like, yo, she's unpredictable.
And if they smart,
they never seen that side of you.
At the same time I'm working.
They never seen that side of you. They like, she's unpredictable. Anything happens, we got to let her go. For real. Like, you don't want that shit.
Oh, man. Got to keep plan B.
You gotta check her. They like patting you down when you come to work now, like, yo, she had a jar of Vaseline in her pocket. I mean, like, you fuck around and get fired for some simple shit. Like, what are you doing with this Vaseline? Like, nah,
that
just go home today.
To
I don't think
conversation,
you're...
That goes back to the conversation that me and him had before he even applied. I told him, like, I don't think that's going to work. Like, I wasn't specifically thinking about her or just no bullshit with women. I just like to see each other at home all day and then to work together all day. Like, I don't think that'll work. Eventually, we going to bump heads somewhere. You know, I think that'd be good. Ooh. But I told him the night before, if you want to try it, okay, but I really don't think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If he find out about you and that forklift operator, it's over. No, I'm
fine. I can't.
Yeah, this shit ain't going to work. I'm about to get busted.
Oh, my God.
They got busted before you.
I'm definitely going to pray because y'all just really put me on and enlightened me. I was thinking so one-sided and closed-minded. So y'all definitely just put me on to some things and there's some building blocks. Working, so y'all know.
Don't hurt nobody, because you know we here at Right and Wrong Radio. We support following the law and stuff. You know, I have to uphold. You know, I have to uphold my paralegal position.
God.
I'm sworn to a certain code. So I have to tell you to please stay within the limits of the law and don't take matters into your own hands.
No domestic violence.
No domestic violence. Please, I am against domestic violence. But, you know, like, everybody pointed out some real good things. You could have did things better. He could have did things better. She knew what she was doing. She provoked you. Something is an underlying situation. But at the end of the day, you can't control nobody but yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is unpredictable. So all you can control is yourself. So the main thing you don't want to do is be let it broad after broad, because it's going to be another one. If it was that easy and it's not like a lesson learned or whatever, oh, trust me, no matter where it is that he is or you are at, it's going to happen again. And if you don't grow from the situation to either get some resolve or learn how to handle things better, or y'all sit down and talk and say this is how we handle things, then you're going to constantly be in a strife, because now you're going to be watching to see all the time, can somebody else put their hands on them? Now you're uncomfortable. So you got to get, you know what I'm saying, some type of resolve. That's just me, but, you know.
Yeah,
Aaron,
we got another caller, too.
Get the call.
832-797. Good evening.
That's me.
That's me. Miss Kid going down into the
ring.
Y'all trying to keep me out of here because I got some good stuff to say. It's not
ahead.
Domestic violence if you know I'm crazy from the door. That is not the same thing. What it is. I mean, I tell motherfuckers, I warned them. I'm like, look, I have a phobia, you know what I mean? I have a hood phobia, don't put your hands on me phobia, you know what I'm saying? I seen a lot of girls get their ass whipped when I was little. So don't come in this vicinity. I warned them. I warned every last one of them. And as long as they know, they respect that, because it's not domestic violence. If I already warned you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you from the door, you know what I mean? The last dude called me out my fucking name. I had flashbacks, and I I'm going to take his ass through a wall. He didn't come back in the house until the cops got here. And that was like what? That was like May? Shit. It's a warning coming at you that I don't believe in domestic violence, but if I already told you, you know what I'm saying? I do believe in fucking your ass up. That old bitch, get off of me, take a push.
Miss Know-It-All.
Hey, I'm not. I hope you don't go home and have to put no hands on that man. But you may want to, y'all might want to come up with a better strategy.
Yes.
How women find him attractive. Mm. Like when women find him attractive.
Because
you've been going anywhere. Because one thing about Miss Big Mouth, she was having all the rules before. So see, now you got to go back and apply this shit to your rule book. This got to go in your plan. Like, yo, look, we know what? We need another page. This page is going to deal with strictly how you react to when motherfuckers react to you that like you. Okay?
Mm-hmm,
and we're
going
to start with number one. I'm going to have to write it out.
But, Aaron, you know what? One thing that could have happened when you asked Ms. Big Mouth, it might have just happened that fast, truthfully, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the days are shorter now, so are longer, so she had to move fast. So it might have just happened that fast. So don't go hit him, Ms. Big Mouth. He might be a good man. Don't go hit him.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I'm not saying going to hit him. I'm not saying, I had a crazy moment.
I had a flashback. I had to make sure I put my disclaimer on there. You know what I mean? Because the hoes zoom in fast as hell. You know what I mean? As soon as you blink your eye, they on it. They're like roaches.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to know her background,
y'all just need an establishment. So that y'all, like, you know what y'all got to be? Like, y'all got to communicate like cops. You ever see cops when they get ready to arrest somebody? Like, the conversation just stopped. That one cop that be talking to you, he stops. His eyes go one way. The other cop's eyes go, next thing you know, they grabbing you the fuck up. You're like, yo, what the fuck? That's how y'all got to be. Like, y'all got to have them signals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I see her, baby. She tripping. Yeah, I see her, too. That bitch better stay in her place, though. You know what I mean? Like, but nobody said nothing. Y'all got to have that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if y'all don't, shit, this shit might happen at the motherfucking state fair. You know, I had a baby and everything out there. She come up rubbing on his neck. I like your tattoo. Oh, God.
Oh, no, now the
first
moving.
Yes. She touched the tattoo. So was it, let me ask you, was it on the side where the tattoo was? Let me see.
Okay, my man. It's just so, like, what the fuck am I looking at? I don't even know, like, if she touched him on my side or the blank side. Well, he tied it to death, so I really wouldn't be able to tell you. Because all I could see was red. Like, this bitch must be crazy.
I like, hope she ain't from the islands or nothing. Because she is. She might have put some special root on that nigga. I touched her name. You gonna leave her 6 months?
Oh, so.
No, I'm fucking with you.
Gonna need more than the root. She's gonna be way more than the root.
Yeah, definitely not playing around tonight.
Thinking like that.
Yes, this is our special edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We got the authorizer here tonight. We're talking about jealous relations. We got Aaron Bebo. I am Nene Capri. We have our authorized Miss Big Mouth, Miss Unique, Miss Kia, Miss Know-It-All. We also have Miss Ambitious in the clubhouse tonight. It is going down, and somebody just might get cut. I don't know. It's been a lot of tension in the room tonight. Miss Unique is definitely done playing around, so definitely be able to perform, because if you cannot perform, it's going to be a problem. So do not even come her way and proposition her with anything that has lack of performance, because if she's not...
She'll marry you, but you better watch the driveway, nigga. You get the dream house. Make sure it ain't got no driveway.
Oh, have mercy.
For real.
Miss Ambitious, you quiet over there. There's been a lot being said tonight in the clubhouse. Please weigh in.
Man, I think they done said it all. I don't even know what to say. I mean, I definitely understand where Miss Big Mouth is coming from, Because if it were me and I saw some woman putting up fucking hands on my husband, I'm going to fuck her up. I'm going to fuck her up on sight. I don't give a fuck. But like Aaron said, you know what I'm saying, it has to be it had to be something previous that took place for her to feel that comfortable with him. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. But please don't go home. Please don't leave the studio and go fuck this man up. And then she'd be like, that's the wives did it. Because we ain't tell you to do that. We ain't tell you to put him in the hospital. We ain't tell you to lay hands on that man. We ain't tell you to do none of that shit. We just voice our opinions. But I definitely understand where she's coming from, you know. I mean, but she really is not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Not to do it at work. Catch her outside. Well, don't do it at work. She not even worth it, you know. But I don't even know what to say.
Walmart and McDonald's is fair game.
But even with that, because y'all work together, if that's reported, you know what I'm saying, if she come back to work and say she can't work with y'all because y'all threatening her, she attacked me outside of work, here's
a
police report.
I'll show up with a black eye.
And you right back at the daggone square one, and you can go to jail. She ain't worth going to jail for. Let me tell you something. You got to save your war for, you know, for when you really have the war. Like, you save the good fight for when you really have the war. Like, she's not worth warring over. You know what I'm saying? Like, taking it all the way over there. You just need to set a firm standard. He needs to have that same idea in mind when y'all both set the firm standard. And she will back up and leave you alone. Because y'all not the first couple to work together and somebody flirt with somebody or whatever. But it's just how y'all recover from it and move forward. Because if not, it's just going to plague your marriage, plague your relationship every time. No, y'all set a firm standard. Y'all stick to it. This is how we're going to conduct ourselves when we're around this tramp. And she's definitely going to back up off of both of us. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's it. You know, you got to sit down and talk to your husband because we all ain't in that situation. But y'all got to have a conversation, like Aaron said, and see how y'all going to set up to deal with stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And once you set that firm foundation and she sees she can't come for you, you ain't seeing her, he definitely giving her the gas face, or she going to go somewhere and sit down. You know what I'm saying? But save your fight for when you really got a war. You got to protect your kids. You got to protect your family for real. You know what I'm saying? That ain't worth dying over, going to jail over, losing your job over, your money, none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it. But, you know, that's something that y'all need to sit down and talk about in a calm place. No, I said in a calm place. Aaron, that's my soapbox for the night. Go ahead, Aaron, because I know Miss Tony is listening. She's been married for 22 years, and Miss Tony would definitely want you to work. You know, she's clutching her pearls. She's listening. I already know, and she would try to, you know, give you some good advice. I had to do it, Miss Tony, right quick. Shout out to Miss Tony, listening in on the show.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mr. Bebo.
I don't know. I mean, the jealousy thing is crazy. I wouldn't really so much classify what happened right there as jealousy, because that shit was a little bit far. Like, you start touching and all that other shit, that kind of goes beyond jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jealousy is a whole different thing. Like, jealousy could just be you got something going on in your head that ain't even happening.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, this shit's happening, and it ain't nothing happening. Every time you turn around, you're like, hey, what was you looking at? Like, what? Like, TV. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, it's like that. It's definitely different levels. I don't think what happened with that particular situation was a jealousy thing. I thought it was at first, but as we kept listening, as you kept giving up more information on what happened, I'm like, nah, that's some other shit.
That bitch is crazy. That's all I can classify.
Hey, well, let's just hope it's her that needs the medication.
Yeah, hopefully
we don't want you in no straight jacket.
Look, Aaron,
going crazy over this situation.
We need a recant of a statement. We need a recant of a statement. Miss Tony has weighed in from the chat room, and she said she had this situation and she handled it on the spot, and she's definitely not having it again. So yeah, she said you got to handle it right on the spot.
Shout out to Miss Tony.
We have been talking to Miss Tony from the chat room.
Okay. You keep on shouting out to Miss Tony. I bet you Miss Tony wasn't at the workplace.
She said she's in a similar situation. Miss Tony, if you throw up your one, we will let you in to the clubhouse. You're welcome to come in here, weigh in, and explain. I don't know. If that's what you feel like doing, throw up your one, and we'll let Miss Tony come in here and explain if she feels so free. But, hey, I'm just telling you what she said. She said she had a similar situation, and she just handled it on the spot. That's what she said. She got it taken care of.
Hey, now, hey, I can understand that. I mean, but it's not the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do it. Tony was probably at a family barbecue with that goddamn girl who's been the family friend forever.
Aaron, you won't. It's like
out
no, Aaron, because you know how you discipline a child, and if they act up in the store, you got to handle it in the store. So if it has to be the workplace, you have to handle the workplace.
Different.
Leave her alone.
That's
no, she handled it right. She look, she has
no.
She got a job and she got a man. So if she didn't do nothing wrong.
No,
she got a couple
of
days
and you know, and you grew up black just like me. The reason why that happens because all black kids get that warning before they get in the store. So when you get in there and do some shit, it ain't like the first time you hearing this.
He woke up on it. That was his warning.
That's why the first hit be coming. Like, didn't I tell you before we got in here? So you like, listen, don't go back to the workplace messing with that girl. Don't mess with that girl at Walmart. Don't mess with that girl at McDonald's. Just leave that girl alone. Let her do her thought thing. Like, you don't want people putting y'all in the same categories, so just stay right away from her. Like, for real, like, you be out there fighting her over nothing. Your man is your man. She don't got no ownership to him. You the one who got the papers on that nigga. Like, fuck that. You want to argue and be playing around with other people's mans? Cool. She know that's your man now. I'm sure she's probably not going to disrespect you in your face. And all you got to do is just be good. Like, you know your man is solid. You is good. You never have to approach her again.
You should. I'd have did this slippery. I got a back in the day, Nene. I'd have came up right between them and kissed them right in the mouth, and I looked at her and said, so was he, right after she got finished saying that. You ain't married, but he is. You should have did it real smooth, like. So you got to do, y'all got to learn how to use y'all feminine wild, ladies. You got to learn how to use your feminine wild.
I ain't want to say he was a good kisser. Nah, that one for her.
Right in front of her.
Look, she's like, I ain't want her to know he was a good kisser.
Nah. I didn't want to say that.
But she already had too much hope and dreams in her face. Like, nah. Nah. I'm really going to pray about it, though. I really am. Like, just be cool. I'm not a yeller anyway, so I'm not going to go in yelling. But we definitely, it's a discussion that needs to be had because I got one more day of suspension.
Oh, look.
And I don't want no problems when I go back because I already know she about been talking crazy. And like I said, that's not me. I'm not I'm a realist and I'm not impulsive. But like I said, I just, something about that bitch, I don't like her. Like, oh no!
Now, did you
like,
not?
You went out
now,
of your
let me
way
ask. Did you not like her always, or did you not start liking her more when your husband came? Like, be honest, because obviously you was hanging around at some point to be hearing all these wonderful stories.
This is like women just chatty at the workplace. Like, this is like the talk of the workplace. It's not like I'm just the only person who know, and I fell back. Like, now you. Day one at the job, you meet everybody, and y'all talk at lunch and all of that. Soon as I peeped what her conversation was about at lunch, it was like, won't be chit-chatting or sitting under the gazebo with this bitch. Like, I'm not feeling that. Mm-hmm. And for you to go out your way and peep us, flirt all day. I'm looking for the opportunity for us to dip off, and every time an opportunity approaches itself, here you come. So for you to go out of your way and then on top of that, shoot your shot when you think I'm nowhere around paying attention, like, that was just too much. Like, it takes me back. Like, I should have just beat her ass. Like, you just kill my vibe all day.
No, I definitely agree with Leisha. Like, because the more you started revealing stuff, like, when you said the tattoos, like, females are observant, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she probably been peeped that shit. Like, she's married.
And
that shit
slipped my mind.
He here now. Oh, they know each other from somewhere. Oh, shit. He got tat. Is that a fucking name? That's a fucking name of that shit? Like, let me touch it. Yup, that is her name.
Thirsty.
Boom, man.
Just
yeah.
Beat her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she probably peeped it. Like, she probably peeped it. And then you at the workplace trying to sneak around, like, to look for ways to flirt with your husband, but you the first one talking about it ain't going to work. Oh, it ain't going to work with us here together. You right. Madam, you trying to flirt with me all damn day.
Yep. That's true.
I'd be like, get back to your workstation.
That's the truth. You got a point there, Aaron. You do got a point. Aaron has a point. Aaron has a point. I have to point it out.
You trying to duck off and flirt. You tipped your own hand. You know she already sexing all the guys on the job that'll have her. And then here come a new guy, and she see you and him getting friendly. You know how hoes do. She come, she ain't about to fuck him before me. You opened the door for that. He was new. You know what I mean? Like,
coming out with this cute little uniform all pressed out. She was just thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She was about to let you score first before her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she been doing all the guys at the job.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, now you trying to get in the game? Who is you?
She like, and you married.
Yeah, and you married too? You got your nerve trying to infringe on her territory.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she was just really just doing what she do. She was trying to like, yo, I'm going to get this nigga first.
Oh, wait, Miss Tony has her hand up. Is that Miss Tony?
Oh, man.
Okay, let's let Miss Tony hit. I got to let her in.
Miss Tony, tell me the cutter. Tell me the cutter.
Is that you?
Right. Oh. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're looking for the ex-wife.
Hey, author wives. I'm enjoying the show tonight, but Bebo hit it on the nose. It was a family function.
See, I told you. I already know. And it was that chick from high school that just couldn't get over him. And he's got a whole damn new family now. I'm about to choke her. I'm getting tired of this shit.
Exactly.
See? Look, I know situations, man. I know people. You said Miss Tony. I said, nah, Miss Tony ain't going to do no, she ain't going to do no cramp shit like that. This is more of a Miss Tony situation.
Nah, I pulled her to the side, told her what the situation was now. And you know, I could be a little vicious with my words. I use my words very... I'm always in the dictionary. she got my point right quick and in a hurry, and I have never had a problem with that. So I handled it when I felt I needed to step in. I stepped in, stepped out, and everything's good now.
Had you seen some touching, would you have placed hands on her?
If I had to, yes.
Oh, man, that's just... That was too much for my eyes. Oh, God.
You know, but I'm not, that's not me. But, you know, if that's not me, but if I had to go there, I don't, you know, I'm not the violent person. I use my words first and foremost, but don't make me there.
Exactly. You see that? Miss Tony warned her first. She talked to her for like, yo, look, this is my husband now. And what the hell was going on then? This is now. She didn't know about y'all with no now or then. She knew he was new. He was flirting with you. You was in the race, and she was determined to trip you before you got to the finish line.
Yeah, I agree with that, Aaron. I agree with that.
Yeah, because she didn't know. Like, she really didn't know. Like, you have to let people, you have to be putting people
on notice.
No,
she knew. She knew, but she was comfortable in what she was doing, so I had to take her level away from her. I don't think I'm more nice than I am a nice person, but don't force me.
Yep, that's another thing, too, women will try you on. Like, for instance, if they used to mess with the man before and they cool with the family, like the sisters, maybe, you know, they
exactly.
might have went to school
that
with
the
sister.
Situation.
And... Yeah, I'll be Miss Tony. Come on, you know what's going on.
That was exactly the situation.
They be cool with the sister, the family really all know them. They done had sleepovers. Now all of a sudden, the brother's in a whole nother thing. This is what's going on in New White. The sisters, they really don't have nothing invested in this. They're your friend, but they, you know, this is their brother. So they're like, boom, they're trying to keep it as peaceful as possible. But mm-hmm. then here it is. You might always have that harlot that wants to see if they still got it. And then bang. You have to peep it, and you have to deal with it accordingly.
Yeah, right on the spot.
Like, you can't,
yeah.
you can't be getting, you know, you don't get right out of all out of whack at the first chance, because if you do that, the family will turn on you. Because
uh-huh.
they'll be like, oh, my gosh, she's crazy. Like, she ain't even trying to talk to her. Like, we've been knowing her. It'd have been looking crazy. Like, we've been knowing her for all our life, and now this woman just comes out. She didn't even talk to her. Like, oh, my God. Like, that's who you married to? We didn't. You know what I mean? But, you know, you deal with it the right way, people will end up talking to her too, like, yo, look, you know, Tony's a very nice woman, like, you know, don't disrespect her, we all love her here, just like we love you too, but, you know, my brother's with, for real, like, people will talk, but when you start acting erratic, it's like, oh, shit, don't bring
so
her to nothing
I
else.
I took her outside, no one even knew what was going on, but she and I. And unless she said something, they wouldn't have known. You know,
yeah.
so that was between her and I.
That's
you know,
right.
It wasn't between everyone else. I took her outside. We did. I said what I had to say. She understood there was a problem. And we went back in and enjoyed the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's
see?
Right. Now, you hear that? Y'all hear that? Is everybody listening on the line? Is everybody listening on the line? Miss Tony has spoken.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not how to think
you
out.
You could have did that,
how
too.
How you do it. Yeah.
You
yeah.
could have did that too, Ms. Big Mouth. You could have let her run her hand down the waistline, down the thigh, and then talk to her outside. Like, hey, look, that guy you was rubbing on earlier, that trophy you was polishing, that's mine.
No, Miss Tony, I like Miss Tony's situation, but my whole thing is, like, it's a family friend. They're going to keep seeing each other. But if you're talking about a straight thought, I mean, thoughts don't care. They want somebody else's man. They okay with the 20 minutes a week. You know what I mean? Miss Tony, because she's such a lady, you know what I mean? She had to pull her out because she going to see her again, you know what I mean? But, Don,
mm-hmm.
you already know what this girl is about. This right
mm-hmm.
here, she's a break off. So, no, you did okay. You're all right. You know what I mean? Just be a little careful next time and show no cameras ain't around and all that. And ain't no witnesses, so you won't get suspended. But
and now tell her
right.
the truth, too. Tell her the truth, Miss Know-It-All. Now that shit done happened, don't go back to beating on this chick next time she see her, right?
No, yes, right. You already got, yo, you got to floss. You know what's so beautiful? When you walk around, everybody, and they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's my shit. I'm taking that home. You know what I mean? You got to start going along with it. Like, yo, look at him. Lick your lips, too. Like, damn. But all you have is your lips to lick. This is mine. So, you know, you got this. You all right, Ms. Big Mouth? Cause she seemed happy, you know what
yeah.
I mean. So he knows she crazy. So he'll think a dude gonna cheat. So you know you got that girl that's going. I think he was just frozen scared, you know, like that movie. He was just frozen. He didn't know what to do. He's like, oh shit. He probably thought he was about to get his ass whooped. So he was like, oh my goodness, he just froze. But the cops was there, like he couldn't move. You
that
know
happens.
What I mean? So I think.
That paralyzing fear
yeah.
can get you. That paralyzing fear can
yo.
Get you.
Yes. I don't want to see y'all fight, yo, real talk. Even though I don't know this girl. She may be a thot. She may be the worst person in the world. But nothing bothers me more, yo, than to see two females fighting. Like,
mm-hmm.
I hate that shit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
God.
For real. I remember one time I was young. I probably was like 14. These girls was fighting in the park. And everybody was running around, you know, watching shit. And the other girl had ripped the other girl's shirt off and shit. And motherfucker, like, this shit really bothered me. Like, niggas was grabbing on the girl's chest and shit. And all shit, like, I took my shirt off, man, when they got them fighting. I gave her my shirt. Although I had to go home. I had a long-ass walk home. But it was like, yo, like, that shit was just crazy to me, man. Like, I never ever liked it, that shit, man. I don't like to see females fighting. Like, women, definitely, that's not a good look for them, man, at all. Under no
circumstances. You sure that didn't happen in Chicago area? Because I swear that shit happened to me when I was a teenager. You weren't in Chicago, but I swear to God, that let that girl beat my ass out of my fucking shirt because I was trying to be hard and tough and shit. Beat my ass out of my shirt and my bra, and some guy came and, like, wrapped his fucking shirt around me. Niggas was like, yo, fucking titties out, yo. It was so fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, man, that shit was crazy, yo. That shit. Yo, that shit had me. That shit really upset me, man. I ain't like that shit. Like, it was crazy, and it was not actually. This shit had happened in Harlem, and the girls, the couple of the girls, they was from Brooklyn. Like, they was up there visiting they peoples, and they end up getting into some shit. Man, it was just crazy, man. Like,
that jealousy, Aaron. We talking about that right now. You know, like, that's that jealousy. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about it in relationships, but it's also within, you know, the different sexes. You know what I'm saying? Like, females being jealous of each other for whatever reason. I cannot figure out how that even happens. Like, I don't even have that. I can't with that. Like, somebody got what they have, that's what they have. Like, who cares? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand it. And dudes being jealous of another dude, for real? Okay. Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I don't understand it. But that's that jealousy. Yep, even
that's
in that.
That's when people have a good imagination. A lot of people mm-hmm. do that out of their imagination. But mm-hmm. Speaking of, like, I had somebody, like, with my little situation, you know, I'm in La La Land a little bit right now, but I had one of his exes, you know, inviting him over her house. And it was, you know, his baby mother. And I'm looking, like, I listened. At first I wanted to, like, but in the back of my mind, I want to slap the fuck out of the bitch. But I'm trying to do a Miss Tony, you know what I mean, because I got to deal with her. You know what I mean? But then there's another part of me like, yo, you can't get what I got. I mean, you had it one night, but, you know, hey, I got this. So I don't know. But I'm trying to cut back on the violence and shit. You know what I mean? Increase the peace. There's enough of that out here.
Yeah,
but you know, maybe she do get online. No, it ain't never too old to slap a bitch.
You can't be beating them all up, man. You gotta let
But I'm saying it's just the fact that you gotta go back and reevaluate the situation. Like, what is my position? How do I want to play it? You know what I mean? Because do I believe that so you know what I mean, she ain't really did nothing. She can't be, you know what I mean? Like I said, I had to go back to my own philosophy and like, oh, she admiring what I got. Yeah, we had it, both had it. Ain't you happy? But I got it now. So you gotta have just reminisce. You know what I mean? But you do go through those stages, you know what I mean? So I'm able to talk myself down a little bit now. But
okay.
Miss Big Mouth, you did okay. You know what I'm saying? You did what was necessary. As they can say, I think she did what was necessary, and, you know, she was willing to pay the price, so that's why I said it was necessary. But she ain't going to have no problem with the girl because, like I said, your man, you know your man is with you. You love him. He loves you. So there ain't going to be no problems. And the thought, you know what I mean, she just, you know what I mean, she desperate. She would have tried that with anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think she have any more problems. You know what I mean? But if my thing is, you walk around and like you own the world, like you do. You know what I'm saying? You walk around with your head up, like, that's right, dude. Like, I'm sore from him. Thank you very much. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no more energy left in there. You know what I mean? All he got time to do is do his job. Because he, you know what I mean? I'm going to take that back out the right way. You know what I'm saying? So don't even worry about her. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Because she's lonely. You know what I mean? She's lonely. She had to give it. That was 100%. And she give it to everybody. You know what I mean? She give herself to everybody like that. So, you know what I mean? At the same time, you might need a pat on the back and give her a book or something. That's all.
Wow. Oh, yes. Ms. Noah-All has spoken. Wow. This has been an explosive evening. We have covered everything in here at the clubhouse tonight. I have laughed. I have, you know, been enlightened by everybody's story and situation. I always thank you for, you know, coming and sharing your spirit with us and, your real-life stories with our listening audience and being a support for each other, too. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different situation, and they share it so that we can all look at things in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Have a different voice. So I enjoyed myself. I thank you, ladies, always. I'm out in the clubhouse. We're coming to the end of our season. We only have two more episodes left of this season. Then we'll be on a season break. We'll be right back between the end of October, beginning of November. And we'll be ready to roll in live action. We're going to be revealing all of the books and projects that the AuthorWives have out. And you'll be able to one-click those projects. We'll be putting them in the book clubs and things like that. So be on the lookout for their projects. And we thank y'all for coming in. Aaron, you want to weigh in about anything?
No, I mean, it was a good show tonight. I'm definitely, you know, glad that we covered this topic and got some advice to Miss Big Mouth. I hope that she, you know,
apply it.
Doesn't have any more problems at work. With Shorty when she get back.
Yeah. You know what I have to do next season? By satellite from your jail cell. So just don't.
Like,
we have to
catch me first.
They gotta catch me. You know, you're gonna be doing the show on the run. You be like, okay, look, y'all, I only got 15 minutes. I gotta put my 30 box in here. This is what I gotta say. From the payphones, Lord,
the payphone.
Don't do that. We don't want you on the run.
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you, they're going to know already. They're going to know you in Mexico if you're only paying 35 cents for the payphone.
But they'll be going to get people. They'll be going to get people. Yeah, they know. We thank Miss Tony for coming.
Jurisdiction.
Giving us her love. Miss Tony, thank you. She said it straight. Wrote it down.
I just think we definitely need to curb the violence. Last thing I want to see is a video getting posted on Facebook with Miss Big Mouth.
Jumping
on Shorty.
Yes. Down to the workplace. I don't want to see that. We're like, wait a minute. Is that Miss Big Mouth? Wait, hold on. Yeah, it'll be terrible.
With 6.5 braids in the hair fight.
French fries going one way. Ronald McDonald's wig the other way, and they're fighting while Ronald in there having a party for the kids.
Oh no!
We're gonna post that to the AuthorWives YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh,
the worst thing you do, what? They come crashing some little kid's birthday party.
Oh no! That's a little kid's birthday party. Oh man!
It's okay.
Happy meals. Happy meals and bad attitudes all over the place.
Oh, man.
Happy meals and bad attitudes. Aaron, you need help. I don't know what we're going to do with Aaron. Aaron be live in the clubhouse. Lord have mercy. But we thank everybody for tuning, and we can't wait to get back next Sunday. We're going to have another hot, hot topic. We're going to have our beautiful wives, Miss Ambitious, Miss Big Mouth, Miss Unique, Miss Know-It-All. We also have Miss I'm Just Fine. She's been off a couple of episodes taking care of her prince, but she sent us her love, love, love. You have Aaron B. Boy. I am Nene Capri. Thank you for listening. Good night. Aaron,
good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not tryna find nobody else to beat. I'm the one that come to see because they all believe me. Yeah. Rip. Rip, rip. Being me and Young Tune off the rip, that's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who don't talk about the clip. I've been taking shit like y'all don't wanna hear me trip. Goddamn, do y'all really know who y'all fucking with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't fucking miss. Yeah, Stunner and Mac know. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track though. Collect card from the boss like where we at though. I was like, huh, it's our time nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the Tina Carter 9. And we YNC&B waiting on somebody to try us nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my days. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me, believe me, I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find His and hers Ferraris, nigga. One for me, one for my daughter, nigga. Waiting for someone to test me like a Harvard, nigga. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans, nigga. Come on, fight these shell cases like a lawyer, nigga. Find out where you stay and act like we find some oil, nigga. Out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is sayonara, nigga. Drop dead gorgeous, but the bitch ain't dying for a nigga. Where the real queens at?